Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, Tech Executive Advisor, and our subject today is the ultimate tech executive. What does that mean? I regularly get asked, what defines the best tech executives I work with? And now we can get into those actual stories later. But today I want to focus on the fact that there is no one single answer. Just as with developers, when you come up and ask them, what should we use to develop this or that app? And the answer is always, it depends. The same is for tech executives. Excuse the cliche, but I do believe that every single executive in every single company is a unique snowflake. First of all, some companies have several different tech executives. You all know this as the very frequent occurrence of having a CTO along with a VP of engineering or a VP of R&D. And even one CTO is not the same as another CTO. And so this boils down to understanding what is the definition of your role. You need to understand how will you be measured? What will define your role as a success, say in a year or two? And that is something that not enough of us are asking as we take on such a great responsibility and start plowing through a big new role. You just assume that you need to do good work, right? But what about understanding what that good work is? You might be doing good things, but those might not be the best and most impactful value you can provide your company. For example, you can be an amazing glorified manager, which is how I describe many first-time executives. They run the show, they do things, but in a sense, they don't get to be real, genuine executives. They do not possess the power to come up with their own vision. And sometimes that is exactly what your company needs. And if you don't step up and fill the void, you are doing your team a disservice. So how do you tell what your role should be? If you haven't yet, I really recommend that you take the time and talk to your boss, usually the CEO, in order to hear directly from them how they would define whatever you do as a success. They are putting someone in that role. They definitely have some expectations. And don't get me wrong, this isn't so they tell you what to do. The difference between an employee and an executive is that an executive should come up with a vision and a plan to achieve it. Real executives should not be micromanaged. Now, the same of course applies to employees, but employees by definition have less autonomy and have to get some more direction. And you need to make that switch when you become an executive. You need to know that you now have the responsibility of creating that path that you will go on and selling that to the rest of the organization so they all believe this is the right thing to do. To do that, as you talk with the CEO or whoever your boss is, for example, you might ask them, what is critical for you to see happening in engineering in the next year? What in the past has been a pitfall for the business when it comes to what engineering has delivered? How can I personally, this is you asking, right? How can I personally take things off your plate, your being your boss? And lastly, one more question you can ask is, if you had a magic wand, what change would you make in our engineering organization? And the reason we are focusing on this is so that you get the most painful, most impactful parts of your role, where you can push things forward. And I talk about this on and on, but I do believe that you have to gain that vision that is driven by understanding exactly what your boss and what the whole company will benefit from if you push on it. So making that big technical change might be fun, might be interesting, might be novel, might be great material for a bunch of blog posts or that conference talk you really want to give, but does it actually help the business? And I'm not saying you and all of your team have to be a bunch of robots that only do things that have very clearly defined ROI. But I am saying that that should be the way you look at things. When you are discussing whether you will do something, you need to keep in mind that the vast majority of the efforts you make need to be pushing you and your team towards your definition of success. And if you don't take the time at the start to decide what success would look like, we just tend to get to the point where we need to make an assessment, say it's your yearly review, and you decide whether what you came up with is okay. But if you did not create a plan in advance to know what you're aiming at, how can you tell you shouldn't have been hitting a different milestone by now? Further, you also have to understand what your specific responsibilities inside the organization are. There's a reason some companies have a CTO and a VP of engineering and sometimes even more tech executives, and that is because they usually hold different responsibilities. I will detail those specific responsibilities in a different episode, but for now, you need to start understanding who are your colleagues and are there any other tech executives on the team and what is your connection to them. Lastly, make sure that once you gain that vision, once you know what would define your success, you regularly review it. Because if you just think about it, put it somewhere in your Evernote or notes, and only think about it, in a year's time, you're likely to diverge from it way too much. I highly recommend to all my clients to at least give this sort of grand vision some retrospective time, at least every quarter, if not even more frequently. This habit of continuously retrospecting, reviewing, and learning from it is how we grow. You will not get better at something unless you take the time to realize where you can improve. And trust me, you can improve. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me as always. If you have not yet, I highly recommend you sign up for the best newsletter online for tech executives. The link is in the show notes. Thank you and talk soon.